Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 20th week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading is Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And the Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?" He answered, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, 'Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate.'" Our scripture lesson comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 28 through 30. Husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. The love of a man and woman in marriage is a parable or a picture of the great, hidden, but wonderful union of Christ with his church. All believers are members of that church, and as St. Paul says, they are members of Christ's body, of his flesh and bones, as in the beginning, at the creation, the woman was taken from the man. What a great, unfathomable, and unspeakable love God must have for us, for the divine nature thus to become united with us and merged with our flesh and blood, for God's Son truly to become one flesh and one body with us, and to receive us into such a lofty status. He is not merely content to become our brother, he also becomes our bridegroom, turns to us, and gives us as our very own possession all his divine blessings, wisdom, righteousness, life, strength, and power. Yes, we are even destined to become partakers of the divine nature, as St. Peter declares in 2 Peter 1:4, all this he wants us to believe. We have had this great honor and many blessings conferred upon us, so that we should joyfully and in all confidence take comfort in this Lord, like a bride in her bridegroom's property and honor. Christ's Christendom is therefore wife and queen in heaven and on earth, for she is called the bride of God, who is Lord of all the creatures. In the highest manner possible, he gives authority and power over sin, death, the devil, and hell. Let us pray. Thanks and praise be yours, O Lord, for the wonderful love you have shown to us and bestowed upon us in the gift of your Son. May we ever maintain the tie of love which unites us with him and experience all the joys of full and free salvation in his name. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.